Shalom, אנחנו לומדים.
Reading from Kabbalah for the Student, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 20, on page 120. You can get into our site, kab.tv. Send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, page 120, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 20.
So, we can say that up to letter 20, we were in the introduction. The introduction to the introduction of the Book of Zohar. And now he's starting to scrutinize things one by one.
After all that we have said, we come to the resolution of the first inquiry. What is our essence? Our essence is, as the essence of all the details in reality, which is no more and no less than the will to receive. But it is not as it is now in the second state, which is the will to receive for self alone, but as it stands in the first state, in Ein Sof, in its eternal form, which is reception in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker.
Meaning, this is our true state. And from our true state, we have concealment on it. Who are we? What are we? We don't know ourselves in the true way.
And although we have not yet reached the third state in actual fact, and we still lack time, it does not blemish our essence whatsoever. Since our third state is necessitated from the first. Thus, all that is bound to be collected is deemed collected, and the lack of time is regarded a deficiency only where there is doubt whether one will complete what needs to be completed in time. And since we have no doubt about that, it is as though we have already come to the third state. And our body too, given to us in its present corrupted form, does not blemish our essence, since it and all its possessions are to be completely eradicated, along with the whole system of impurity which is their source. And all that is bound to be burned is deemed burned, considered as though it never existed. But the soul that is dressed in that body, whose essence is also purely desire, but a desire to bestow, which extends to us from the system of the four worlds of the holy Abia, we exist forever. This is because this form of a desire to bestow is in equivalence of form with the life of lives and is not in any way exchangeable. This matter will be completed below from item 32 on.
Meaning, in truth, we are in the first state, the third state, it doesn't matter. With respect to the Creator, there are no states. We are in the whole state, complete, perfect. For us, it's the third state. And that's what is concealed from us, so that we would correct ourselves and discover our true state. But in truth, we are already in it. Questions? Clear. Okay. So, how do we need to relate to the state? The third state is in wholeness, it exists, it controls everything, and we are operated from the third state. This is the state that is working, that is activating us in each and every moment. The third state, the end of the action is in the initial thought. And that's why we need to see ourselves as successful, whole, complete, just like the Creator created us from His state of perfection. But specifically, in order to raise us to His level, He adds a deficiency to us. He adds the concealment, so we would rise more and more and more from that level that He created. Because He couldn't create us in the way of the final wholeness unless we would discover it, uncover it ourselves. Our efforts, our understanding of all of creation, of everything that's happening, how things are working, how things operate, you cannot deliver it to the created being in a way that's already absorbed in Him, received in Him, and that's how He works. He has to be included with the feeling of deficiency and the feeling of fulfillment and problems and solutions. And only in such a way He becomes a partner with the Creator. And so, even though this final state is already present, we are scrutinizing it. That's what's going on here. Although we're in it, right away, from the outset, but we are gradually scrutinizing it. Next.
Adam 21. And do not be led astray by the philosophers who say that the very essence of the soul is an intellectual substance, and that it only exists through the concept it learns, that it grows through them, and that they are its very essence. And the question of the continuance of the soul after the departure of the body depends entirely on the extent of concept it has acquired, until, in the essence of such concepts, there remains nothing to continue. This is not the view of Torah. It is also unaccepted by the heart, and anyone who ever tried to acquire knowledge knows and feels that the mind is a possession, not the actual possessor.
Meaning what we think in this world, that the more a person knows, you know, Baal Sulam is very gentle. He doesn't want to let loose those who think that the more they study, they have a greater soul, that the success of a person depends on his knowledge, or how smart he was born, intelligent. Rather, he's saying that this is, it's not the opinion of the Torah, and it's not accepted on our hearts. And every living being that tried to acquire intellect understands and feels that the intellect is a property and is not the essence of the one who acquires it. So we cannot ascribe the intellect and what's perceived in the intellect as spiritual property. It's not a soul. It's simply just like when we fill a computer with all the sorts of data and parameters. So all those talks today that those robots that will finally become like humans, it depends on the level. If a person is like a donkey, if a man is like a donkey, then they can become like, you can build a machine that will be like that. Whereas a man, meaning the divine soul that is clothed in him, depending on the work that he does, correcting himself, changing himself, that does not depend at all on his intellectual capacity. It can be really smart, really genius, bright. I saw many such people. But specifically, their big brains prevents them from advancing. Because they don't feel that they can advance here the same way they advance in all other areas of life. So that's why it's written, it's not the wise who learns. The wisdom of Torah is not accepted by the intellect.
But as we have said,
but it's clarified that all the matter of the renewed creation is the matter of the spiritual matters, and the corporeal matters are no less and no more than the will to receive. And though we said that the soul is all the will to bestow, it's only from the force of the corrections, of the clothing, of the returning light, which is accepted from the upper worlds, from where it comes to us. The matter of this clothing is clarified in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although the actual essence is there, and you can find it there. The whole discernment of the soul is the will to receive as well, and the difference we can tell between an object and another is discernment only by its will. The essence itself is only by its needs. And the thoughts and ideas, for instance, to attain those needs that the will to receive obligates us for. And just as the desires of people are different from each other, so are their desires and needs and education as well. For example, those who have a will to receive that is limited with corporeal and beastly desires only, their needs and desires and education is only in order to fill this desire in all of its beastly fulfillment. And though they use the mind as a man, nevertheless, it is similar to a slave being like his teacher, and it's as a beastly mind, as it is enslaved and it's a slave to its beastly desire. And those whose will to receive are strong mainly in human desires, such as respect and domination over others, which are absent in the beast, the majority of these, their needs, thoughts, and ideas revolves solely around satisfying that desire as much as they can. And those whose will to receive is intensified mainly for acquisition of knowledge, the majority of their needs, thoughts, and ideas are to satisfy the desires as much as they can.
Clear, right? Meaning our mind, our intellect is serving us to obtain whatever the desire desires. That's it. And accordingly, we succeed more or less in our life. So, is the intellect ours, and how much we need it in order to attain what's in the soul, that we'll learn about later.
It's about what we read here. I know that we learned it, but I don't remember anything. I don't remember anything from the article, anything.
Excellent.
That's a good thing?
It's a great thing.
Not to remember anything?
Nothing. Only to ask the Creator to correct your heart. The heart understands. If you'll have a deficiency in your heart, accordingly, gradually the light will come and fill your heart with knowledge. That's the meaning of the heart understands, the heart thinks, the sages of the heart. That's what we need to be. The wisdom that clothes in the heart, in the desire, not in this box, in the intellect.
Isn't it good to know a little, to remember?
No. No need to memorize anything. It's not worth memorizing anything. It has to be from you, from within you, naturally. Just like that. And memorizing is like science. It's artificial. It doesn't help you. Until you get changes in the desire inside the person, in his qualities, in his eye, it's worthless.
But
it takes time.
But the thing is to learn and...
Yeah, to learn, to be with the friends, in the group, and constantly expect the reforming light. That's it. The result should be inside your inner qualities of a man. Suddenly you'll feel that you're a little different, and a little more different, and a little more different. You're changing. And not your mind, your intellect, but you are.
So it doesn't matter, not to remember, not to even want it.
It's not worth it. Don't pay attention to it and don't even try hard. Demand a change of heart. You already asked in the end, in the back, yeah.
You recommended to a friend to ask for the Creator to correct his heart.
Sami, it's written. Where's Baal Sulam writing about it? Many places. The Creator demands the hearts.
So that's the point, that in the previous lesson we learned for 2 hours about the prayer.
Yeah, it's the same there.
So there's actually a conflict because I need to ask for the friend, for the other. And here I'm asking for him to correct my heart.
Is that the same? Isn't that the same? That if with my heart I pray for the friend, isn't that the correction of the heart? Specifically that is the correction of the heart. What else is the correction?
It blocks me. I am not managing of taking something out.
Don't share with us your problems. When my heart begins to be more sensitive towards the friend, when I make room in my heart for the friend, for the friend's desire, instead of my own desire, the heart is the desire. If I discover in my desire that I want to do good to the friend instead of just doing good to myself, this is considered changes in the heart. That's what we need to come to. Next.
Item 22. These three desires are mostly present in every person, but they mingle from the corporeal attributes. We can deduce about the spiritual objects relating to their spiritual value.
Yeah, he gave us examples from this world. How much people are smarter or less smart? There are those who worry about food, sex, family, money, honor, power, many knowledge, different forms of science or of life. Accordingly, the intellect serves their desire. So the same in the spiritual form. However, according to the spiritual needs that we have, accordingly, the mind, the intellect needs to help us realize them, actualize them. Let's see how it is. Guys, I want you to ask to think more and then to ask less. Because there's not that much to ask. I'm going to let you ask, but
I just want to get more precise here. Correct me if I'm wrong. I need to ask from the Creator to correct my heart so that I will be able to feel the lack of my friend. Is that right?
Yes.
So now while I'm praying, I also need to give the friend the feeling or the sensation that I feel his lack, meaning to do actions towards him that the friend will feel and then in parallel will also pray.
I don't know. This is your work.
Item 23. Thus, human souls too, the spiritual ones, which have only a desire to bestow contentment upon their maker through the dresses of reflected light received from the upper worlds from which they come, that desire is their essence, their core of the soul.
Meaning that light that comes, that corrects our desire, that brings our desire and intention to bestow, that's what it does. Yes?
And that desire is their essence and the core of the soul. It turns out that once dressed in a human body, it generates needs and desires and ideas to satisfy its desire to bestow to the fullest, meaning to bestow contentment upon its maker according to the size of its desire.
The reforming light comes to our will to receive and builds above the will to receive an intention in order to bestow. Accordingly, the desire participates with the intention to bestow, and that becomes man's soul. Clear? Next.
Item 24. The essence of the body is but a desire to receive for itself, and all its manifestations and possessions are fulfillments of that corrupted will to receive, which had initially been created only to be eradicated from the world.
Meaning the desire in order to receive has to rid itself of the intention to receive and gradually to change it to in order to bestow,
in order to achieve the complete third state at the end of correction. For this reason, it is mortal, transitory, and contemptible, along with all its possessions, like a fleeting shadow that leaves nothing in its wake.
All the intentions in order to receive, in truth, they are artificial. Not that they exist in truth. As it's written, the Creator did not create the evil inclination, and later we discover that it was never there. It was as a projection, and on that, those artificial corruptions that we have to work on in order to get refined and understand the Creator better.
And since the essence of the soul is but a desire to bestow, and all its manifestations and possessions are fulfillments of that desire to bestow, which already exists in the eternal first state, as well as in the future third state, it is therefore immortal and irreplaceable. Rather, it and all its possessions are eternal and exist forever. Absence does not affect whatsoever at the departure of the body. On the contrary, the absence of the form of the corrupted body greatly strengthens it, enabling it to rise to the Garden of Eden. Thus, we have clearly shown that the persistence of the soul in no way depends upon the concepts it has acquired, as philosophers claim. Rather, its eternality is in its very essence, meaning in its will to bestow, which is its essence. And the concepts it acquires are its reward, not its essence.
Vienna.
Hello, good morning, friends. I want to know, what is the state of the Garden of Eden?
State of Garden of Eden, Gan Eden, is a state where a person corrected his will to receive from the intention to receive into the intention to bestow in a complete way, and then what he feels inside this intention to bestow is called Gan Eden, Garden of Eden. Gan, garden, is Malchut, that is corrected with the intention to bestow and received in that intention to bestow all of the light of Chokhmah called Eden. And that is called Gan Eden, Garden of Eden. I mean, to receive in order to bestow in the complete way. The complete realization, actualization of the soul is called the state of Garden of Eden. Its inner state.
According to what I understood from the last few items, then the essence of man is his Ochozer, the returning light, his bestowal, but it's defined as a result of the form of the will to receive.
Yes. Each one has his own desire to receive, but the desire to bestow is according to the will to receive. The intention to bestow is according to the will to receive. That's why each one has his own soul.
So the form in which each brings contentment to the Creator is different from each one of us?
Completely individual. And together with that, when they're integrated in one another, you have this intermingling itkalelut, which goes all the way up to and so. There's no measure to it. But each one, nevertheless, remains in his individual form. And this entire vessel, with this complete integration, belongs to him from his perspective, his discernment. And I can't say, I mean, it appears to me this way, that also each one receives not only this vessel that he feels from his discernment, it's possible that there's such an intermingling, integration, the light of Yechida, that it's even above that. Those things are unknown. They're above our attainment. More? That's it.
So there are several corporeal desires and spiritual desires, and what differentiates between them is the intention in order to receive and the intention in order to bestow.
There's no corporeality and spirituality, but a difference in intention.
Meaning the intention I have for honor, for lust, all those things?
You want to play ball with the ball. So the difference is between playing it in order to bestow or in order to receive is the difference between spirituality and corporeality.
And the external action remains the same?
The external action can remain the same.
And the change of the intention is so essential that it actually changes reality? How's that?
Yes.
Why is it like that?
Because that's how we're built. Mister, you are looking at the world, right? Ask people here. Is there anyone else who sees the world the way you do?
Of course not.
Of course not. So why not? Everyone lives from within their will to receive. Everyone exists in one reality. How come each one feels it differently?
Because each interprets reality according to his desire.
Good, now what did you ask?
I asked how changing my intention will lead to such a switch.
So I'm telling you, even before this inversion, each one sees according to his own will to receive. The intention in order to receive or in order to bestow changes reality. Corporeal, spiritual, up or down the degrees. But they all exist against the backdrop of the upper light. Each one judges according to his own flaws.
And where we say that maybe it's first worthwhile to concentrate on desires that are closer to correction, what is that guidance practically so that we can make that change in our intention? If I don't have that, maybe it's worthwhile to put it aside.
So they tell you, the desire of your friend comes before your own desire.
Meaning, I can't do this work now in the middle of a work day where I have all kinds of tasks to do that are connected, that are not connected to the desire of my friend.
Your landlord, your employer, buys hours from you, acquires hours from you. And those hours you're devoted to your employer. That's also considered correction. I must work, let's say, 8 hours a day, and in these 8 hours, he loads me in such a way that I'm unable to think or do any other action. Nothing. I can't even sit with the earphone in my ear. What can you do? Let's say like our pilot. Now he's flying 10 hours to America. Let's say. He can't look at any other direction or think of any other direction. Your philosophies, you're also a pilot. You're flying. You understand? So we're not talking about these hours. What are you asking?
Meaning the change of the intention from in order to receive to in order to bestow, it's first of all on my free time. What do I do with them?
The intention doesn't belong so much to free time or not free time, because it's an intention. If you change in your intention, then you remain in your intention during the flight or otherwise.
So there's a benefit in being in intention all day long.
Of course, but not that you can engage in the changing of intention if your employer loads you to such an extent that you have to be engaged in work to such an extent. Let's say you have such a job.
And then what do I do?
You have to do what your employer tells you. But you have a few other extra hours, right? You have 3 hours in the lesson. How many hours do you sleep? Six?
Five, six.
Let's say six. Six plus... Six. 6 plus 8 is 14. And then the lesson, that where you sleep also, and then 8 hours. So 14 plus 3, 17. What do you have left? 7 hours. That's it. Even if you have 1 hour left, you must, all the time you have to be in a state of yearning. And in the back of your brain, prepare a place for it. You can do the work. Where are we? 25. Oh, it's long. More questions, if you have.
Dima from Moscow is asking, how can the mind help with building the prayer?
The intellect can help in building the prayer, of course, but a simple kind. We simply have to know, 1, 2, 3, that's how it works, simply. And constantly be, try to do it. Not more than that. In truth, the mind, the intellect, has almost no effect on spiritual attainment, only the desire. Don't lament the absence of intellect, only the absence of desire, and try to attain the desire. It's hard for us to acquire intellect, although he calls it a property, meaning knowledge, not intellectual capacity. But the desire, yes, to constantly try to acquire it from the others. This is through envy, lust, and honor. We expand the desire, and we can then perform actions that are above our previous desire, and in this way to advance. Okay?
No. Magari, kata kam tali microphone lo.
What? You came for the microphone? No. Quickly then.
Rav, a person without a point in the heart, that his point in the heart did not awaken in him. How is he different than a robot?
What?
How is he different from a robot?
Because he nevertheless advances through his connection with the others, his point in the heart develops, and then to some extent he will be connected to the general vessel, just like a human on the still, vegetative, or animate degrees. You have still, vegetative, and animate degrees in humanity, except for the beyond the degree of the speaking. The degree of the speaking belongs to individual work, but the still, vegetative, and animate of the general Adam, which is humankind, they belong to the general work. They belong to the goof, to the body. They belong to the body of Adam. This is Adam Rishon. Osh, head, Israel, Yashar Kel, Israel. Goof, body. We typically call it Ummot HaOlam, nations of the world. This is Shorosh, Aleph, Bet. This is Gimel and Dalet. Aviut, coarseness, thickness. Or still vegetative and animate, and this is the speaking.
You simply said before that those who are afraid that robots will take over humanity and that. I'm trying to understand, if a person that the point in the heart did not awaken in him is like a robot, then in regular humanity where there isn't that matter of spiritual development, robots can replace people.
So I'm telling you that no, even those who are called nations of the world, those, they're very important, because they're the goof of the patsuf. They specifically work. You are not as valuable compared to them, because you are performing actions of the zivug deka, the coupling and striking, but the result of your action needs to take place in them. The Creator wants to have them in the end of correction, not you. They're in His sights. He's looking at them, how much you're coming closer to serving them. So don't disregard them and say they're redundant. Look at a handmaid which inherits her mistress, Messiah's horn. What is he talking about? Matan Torah, giving of the Torah, Arvut, the conduit that Israel needs to be for the nations of the world. That's our role. Our role is to serve the others. And they are the main thing. The Creator wants to appear in them. And that's why it gave a part of Himself, the ability to be in contact with Him, to a few people that can be as a rosh, a head. But in truth, the body, the goof, is important. Okay? Good.
A little update about the registration to the Great Convention. After the registration opened, already over 600 participants have registered from Israel and the world. We know that thousands more are going to be registering. We're just asking, if possible, to register as early as possible. The early registration also ends on the 6th of February, and this is so that logistically we'll be able to prepare the food and the chairs and the whole hall according to the number of registrants. So again, 600 registered, but many haven't yet. And that early registration is ending the February 6th. We're asking for all those who know you're coming to register as soon as possible.
Doesn't affect the cost?
We'll give details on that. All the details are on the convention page. It's on the site.
So say it, because I heard those who sign up earlier have a discount.
Yes, early registration ends on February 6th, and the whole detail about the prices are in the convention site.
Okay, very good. And?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Please.
Hello, Rav. Hello, חברים. Rav, אני אוהב אותך כל כך הרבה.
We love you so much, friends. You are so dear to us. And today, with us on duty, were Spain, Australia, Mexico, Zichron Yaakov, Petach Tikva 10, number 23. And today, on the daily task, I will say it in English.
Everyone, before leaving the lesson today, writes down his 10 order and pray for his 10 as many times as possible that they will get their order for the sake of his, to gain adhesion with the Creator. And listen to the lesson twice. L'chaim chaverim, we love you very much.
A few announcements. The Zohar lesson. You're invited to watch this evening at 6 o'clock in the evening, Israel time, to the Zohar lesson with Rav Lightman. Receiving life as a gift, the Kabbalah Lam campus is happy to invite you to an acquaintance with the wisdom of Kabbalah evening. These evenings will happen this week in the cities of Afula, Nahariya, Netanya, and Modi'in. Entrance will cost $20, and you have to RSVP. Details on the site, KabCOIL, or on the phone, 1-700-509-209. We are all one family. The World Kabbalah Convention. Friends, and students, you're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention that will take place from the 20th to the 22nd of February in Tel Aviv, Israel. For additional details, call 1-700-509-209 or enter the site of Kabbalah Lam. And a song.
סביבנו. לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב. אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה. אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר, ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר, ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור. העולם יתקדם לו, עליות ירידות ופנינו לאן. הכדור בידינו, יום ועוד יום נזרז את הזמן. כבר הלכנו שנים במדבר וחצינו ימים. עכשיו אנו יחד נחזיק בו אחד השני. ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר, ונתחיל